You kids need to be quiet.
But there's nothing to do, Grandma.
Yeah, and there's nothing on TV either.
Yeah, we can't go outside and play because zombies will eat our brains.
Kids, come over here. I want to tell you a story.
Oh, great. Another one of Grandma's stories. This is going to suck wastewater.
I know. Can't we just go outside? I think the zombie thing would be better than this.
Seriously, Grandma. My mom said I'm not supposed to listen to you because you're an old crackpot who doesn't know what she's talking about because she's an old chud and because she doesn't have anybody to talk to all day except for her cats and the pillows.
Oh, I think you kids will like this story. It's a story about what this city was like back when I was a little girl.
What, back in the dinosaur age?
Yeah, seriously, she's older than dirt.
I hate you, children.
Anyways, this was when I was about your age. No older than 7 or 8. I lived here in 3 ever since I was just a baby. And to me, it was my favorite place in the whole world. It was beautiful, lush. There was always something to do, someone to see. A new game to play, a new place to be explored.
Grandma, what does this have to do with the zombies?
Oh, I'll be getting to that. Don't you worry. You see, back when I was a child, we didn't have things like television or radios. In fact, the only things we had to amuse ourselves with were our imaginations.
That's not true, Grandma. Mom told me back when you were a kid, you liked to listen to the radio all the time. Yeah, and you had a TV too. I saw it in the attic.
All right, so it wasn't quite like that. But still, when I was a kid, it wasn't as good as it was these days. We had to work for our money. You see, when I was a kid, 3 was well known for a lot of things. For its good medical care, for its slightly off spring green grass, and of course for the Big Top.
The Big Top? You mean that big circus tent in the middle of the city? Wait. I've never even seen any stuff going on over there.
It didn't matter to us then. The Big Top was 3, and 3 was Big Top.
That's lame.
You see, my mother used to work in the Big Top, and even though they never actually put on any shows, and never used the tent in any way, she was on the committee. That's also where she met my father.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
I'm sure there's lots of things you didn't know about your mother, but that's for another day. You see, every day, my mother would go to the Big Top and discuss all the plans they had for the Big Top with everybody else, even though none of them ever came to fruition. And I would sit outside and play with the grass or a rock.
Would you get to the zombies already? I'm about to go into auto-sleep here, Grandma. All right.
It was a day in late September, if I remember correctly. The clouds started moving in like they always did in the evening. Never enough to actually rain, but enough to cast a big shadow on the entire city. But this time, the clouds looked strange, and even the next morning when I woke up, they still hung in the air, paralyzed by something I couldn't see. It was then I realized the dead were walking the earth.
Wow, cool. Wait, really? No, you're totally making this up.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. No, in fact, I know so, Grandma. Because you also told me that Santa Claus is real, and he's not. You also told me that the Easter Bunny was real, and he's not. You also told me that if I trained, I could be in the Olympics, and I'm not in the Olympics, Grandma. So I don't believe a word that you say.
Very well, Jenny. I'll tell you. You see that flask over there?
Yeah? The one with the green stuff in it?
Yes. Bring it over to me.
Okay. Okay, so what is this?
See how the light reflects the green liquid? You see how it stands there like an omen, almost enveloping the entire atmosphere of the room, drawing you in with its mysterious power. This, my annoying little granddaughter, is zombie powder.
Zombie powder? Wait, really?
Yes, really. Tint of zombie afterthoughts. You see, when it's slain, this is all it leaves behind. The rest of it are to be seen again. Zombies said to be amazingly unlucky. Perhaps that's what they're seeing, the flask.